This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors is meeting this week in Washington. Various and sundry things on the agenda, of course. The social safety net, workforce development, immigration. Also, the current state of Opportunity Zones. That's a program in the GOP's tax bill from a couple of years ago designed to encourage investment in low-income communities through tax incentives. Designed to is the key phrase there, of course. From WBEZ in Chicago, Natalie Moore looked at how the program is starting to play out in Illinois.
A 400-square-foot building is under construction in Pullman, a Chicago residential neighborhood with high unemployment. The industrial space could be a warehouse or a logistical center. There's no tenant yet, but the building is scheduled to open in April.
It's a $35 million project, and when we started it a couple of years ago, you know, we were looking at different financing tools and different ways to structure this.
David Doig is president of Chicago Neighborhood Initiatives. The nonprofit has ushered in developments from big box retail to artist housing in this Black Southside community. But it was having trouble finding financing for this latest industrial building located near a cleaning factory and youth sports center. Then Allstate, the insurance company, offered to fund the industrial project in exchange for tax breaks. That's the idea behind Opportunity Zones. Doig says the incentives...
They're just that. They're a tool.
The state of Illinois determined the 133 opportunity zones in Chicago, the census tracts where investors can now qualify for those tax breaks. Here's how it works. Opportunity zones allow private investors and for-profit companies to defer or reduce taxes on their capital gains by investing in projects in economically distressed areas, like the Pullman neighborhood, where Doig's project is located.
Are they the be-all and end-all? Are they going to solve all of our problems? No.
Still, Doig says it's a useful program. But critics say there isn't enough oversight. Currently, the IRS sets tax guidelines for investors, but the government does not track things like job creation or how much economic development results from those investments.
It is pretty agnostic about what type of investment it's incentivizing.
Brett Theodos studies opportunity zones for the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C. Theodos testified before Congress last fall about changing the program to build in more accountability. And he says,
I'm encouraging localities, states, philanthropies, impact investors, and others to co-invest in projects that are more clearly going to produce a community benefit.
Since there's no oversight system, it's hard to pinpoint which projects have received Opportunity Zone investment money in Illinois. The Chicago Housing Authority did. It's using Opportunity Zone money from co-investor PNC Bank to add a commercial building to a mixed-income housing site. The commercial space will include restaurants and a health office. Michael Gorgoni is chief investment officer for the agency.
Quite likely this would not have been done without the incentive provided by the Opportunity Zones because of the large influx of capital needed in these depressed areas. The Opportunity Zone is really kind of a but-for instrument.
In other words, but for the Opportunity Zone, the public housing agency would not see $12.5 million invested. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore from Marketplace.